I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Composer Edvard Grieg was born in Norway, a Scandinavian country. Today, music by some more Scandinavian composers. There are three countries that officially belong to the northern corner of Europe known as Scandinavia: Norway, Denmark, and Sweden. Scandinavians, like composers in other places, wanted to develop a musical style that was distinct to their particular countries. That usually meant using or imitating native folk music, which is what Swedish composer Hugo Alfvén did in The Dance of the Shepherdesses. Another Swedish composer, Dag Viren, was born about a quarter of a century after Alfvén. Viren studied in France, so his Serenade for Strings has a bit of a French flavor. Viren may have studied in France, but French composers were not the ones he admired most. He said, "I believe in God, Mozart, and Carl Nielsen." Nielsen was a fellow Scandinavian composer from Denmark. He based his opera Masquerade on a comedy by Scandinavian playwright Ludvig Holberg. Nielsen lived well into the 20th century. The most important Danish composer of the 19th century, a man whom Edvard Grieg really admired, was Niels Gade. Another Danish composer was actually born in Germany, but Friedrich Kuhlau hot-footed it out of Germany in his early 20s in order to avoid being drafted into Napoleon's army. When he got to Copenhagen, Kuhlau wrote operas for the Royal Theatre. There are only three officially designated Scandinavian countries, but there are also a couple of hangers-on. Finland and Iceland sometimes wind up getting thrown into the Scandinavian mix because Finland spent a lot of time belonging to Sweden, and Iceland belonged first to Norway and then to Denmark. Jean Sibelius was the most famous Finnish composer, and his most Finnish piece is one with a very Finnish name, Finlandia. If you think there are no composers from Iceland, think again. Jón Leifs wrote a piece about something they have a lot of in his country. Not ice, geysers. Hot springs that shoot up out of the ground just like Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park. You can even hear them erupt in the music. Now that you've had a musical tour of other Scandinavian countries, it's back to Norway. Johan Halvorsen was another composer from Edvard Grieg's country. He spent a long time directing the Norwegian National Theatre Orchestra. So Halvorsen wrote a lot of music for theatre and opera, like the Entry March of the Boyars. And of course, there's Edvard Grieg himself. Some of his most Norwegian music is the stuff he wrote for the play Peer Gynt. In the Hall of the Mountain King is pretty spooky stuff. And of course, there's a pretty spooky holiday coming up. So next week's show will be full of great mood music for Halloween. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more classics for kids.